I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. The more than 80 fellows with the New World Symphony come from all over the place with all sorts of different backgrounds. Some grew up loving classical music. Some started playing with their high school band or orchestra. And some approached music through a different path entirely, like Colin Asher Sutliff.
I started playing the trumpet when I was in high school because I was really interested in ska music, which is like a kind of punk rock with horns. And I played that for a few years, and I was really just taken by the tactile sensation of playing a brass instrument.
But Colin is not a trumpet fellow with the New World Symphony. In fact, he's a third-year French horn fellow.
I went to college in music for trumpet originally and started listening to classical music during my freshman year, started listening more closely and realizing I really liked the music. And it became apparent pretty quickly that I'd picked the wrong instrument. And so I talked with some of my professors who kind of encouraged it. And one day I picked up the French horn and never really looked back. I think it's sort of unusual because I know a lot of people got into music for one reason or another. For the musical side of it, they liked a piece, they had an experience with a teacher. For me, it was purely something where I liked the way it felt to play, and I haven't missed more than a week of playing in the last 10 years. You know, I just don't like to take time off. So it's kind of self-indulgent for me in a way it might not be for others.
This is Colin's third and final year with the New World Symphony, and he's currently taking as many auditions for orchestral jobs as he can. His goal is to land a job with a professional orchestra in the next few months, and he says he knows he'll accomplish that goal, at least partly because of the time he's spent working with the New World Symphony.
I think one of the most important things about New World that makes it so good for so many people is that it's a place that you can kind of make of it what you will. You know, some people come in here and right away they just sit down and they practice all the time and they get a job within a month. And that happens pretty often. Some people just work slow and steady, but they don't, you know, branch out too much, but they practice really hard and they get a job pretty soon. And other people really explore all of the different possibilities that the program has. And I've sort of meandered. I took my first whole year just to kind of figure out, you know, how to really get along and play well and blend in the orchestra. And that's probably the single biggest thing that's done for me, is just given me a huge amount of experience that I didn't have coming in.
After 3 years with the New World Symphony, it's not surprising that Colin has a lot of memories. And as he prepares to move on to the next stage of his career, he's been spending some time recently thinking about his past experiences with the group.
I think one of the more memorable moments for me is coming in my first year, because you know, within the first few months of my first year, I realized that I was not as cognizant of how to play well in an ensemble as a lot of people around me, and so I was really trying to play catch up in a sense. I just didn't have as much experience, and we were doing the suite from Rosenkavalier, and I was playing fourth horn. We were doing a sectional, just the horns, and we were tuning some chords, and at one point my colleagues just went, "Colin, you're sharp. You need to stop playing sharp." And you know, I hadn't even been aware that my pitch was high, and some people might have been really offended or whatever, but it was really a thing where I was like, "Oh, wow, I didn't realize that. That's so great." And so over the entire course of my time here, it's been an ever-expanding musical awareness. I've relied a lot on my colleagues to keep me aware and keep me on my toes, and the level of playing here is so high that I have a lot of opportunities to improve in that way and to continue growing.
That's third-year French horn fellow Colin Asher Sutliff, who hopes he'll continue growing as he prepares to embark on the next step of his professional career as a musician. And I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.